Morning, Boker Tov. Today's Amud in a Raisa, Rosh Hashanah Daf Hey, Rosh Hashanah Daf Hey. We left off Dalit Amud Beis towards the bottom of the page. We had gone through most Amud was a discussion of Bal Ta'acher. When is one ever Bal Ta'acher? We had a 4 or 5 way machlekes about when one is ever Bal Ta'acher. Is he ever Bal Ta'acher after just missing Sukkos, after missing any 3 yom time in any order, 3 yom time Dafka in the order of Pesach, Sukkos, Shavuot, Dafka that order, or is it after any 2 yom time? Right, we had any single yom. Those are the various shitas. So the Gemara went into different drushas on the topic of what the sources are. So the Gemara says that the Madamra Meir and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who do not darshan about the order about needing 3 regalim, what do they do with the connection of the pasuk of Chag Matzah, Chag Shavuot, Chag Sukkos? What do they do with that drasha? So the Gemara says they need the drasha to teach me that you have tashlumin kol shiva by Shavuos, that just like by Pesach and Sukkos, you have tashlumin. If you don't bring the chigi on the first day, you can still bring it the rest of Yom Tov. Sukkos even to the through Shmi Atzeres for a full 7 more days, so a total of 8 days. Pesach till the end of Shavuot Pesach, a total of 7 days. Shavuos also has a total of 6 more days. After Shavuos, a total of 7 days. On that, the Gemara asks, okay, Givaldig, you learn from Pesach, you have 7 days. Maybe learn from Sukkos that you have tashlumen of 8 days. Maybe learn from Sukkos you have a full tashlumen of up to 8 days. As I fact, the Gemara, what did the Gemara answer? The Gemara answered, tefasta meruba, loy tefasta, tefasta meruba, tefasta. That if you grab a little bit, this is more at the bottom of the Dalam Beis, you grab a little bit. If you grab a lot, that's not good grabbing. So what's the pshat of that? So Rashi explains, not over here, Rashi in Chagiga and elsewhere, there's other Rashi bring this idea as well, that the idea is that if you took a lot, maybe you took too much, it's no good. But if you took a little, the pasuk gave you license to take something, and therefore you can't go wrong by taking a little. You could go wrong by taking a lot. So it's like mashir b'tuach patuach. Right? The question is this: the mashmais of that is that's mitzat suffik, meaning maybe it really means more. But you don't know, so you take the smallest amount. That'll be the simple way of understanding the way the Rishonim and the Rashi is explaining. However, the Achronim come and elaborate, and they say that no, it's step one, step two, because if you take a lot, you're not guaranteed. You may take too much. You may have to give it back, so to speak. You may be wrong. And if you take a little, you're betuach. So the derech of interpreting that we'll call that these open-ended or open ideas in the Torah, the derech is tefasta mu'at tefasta, and therefore it becomes a vadai. And that's only not just that we allowed to take. That's what the Torah meant. It meant the lesser amount. It's not the pshat that mitzat suffik we're hopping on the tefasta mu'at tefasta, and therefore works. It's mitzat vadai. That is how the Achronim elaborate on this idea of the Rishonim. And I said, it's interesting. It makes sense if you think about it, because not the Achronim be my scum. I'm not sure I'm quoting, but I just don't put down in this form. But the logic would be a weird concept that the Torah left all these various things up to open ended, and we just take on. So we don't know. Really, it would be unusual. It's not impossible. Unusual. It makes a lot of sense to say that once there's a cloud, tefasta mu'at tefasta. That's goof of what the Torah meant. One other point, Tosfos just addresses once we're going over yesterday's last line of tefasta mu'at. Look at the bottom Tosfos quickly. Just the first lines. Tosfos brings this drasha elsewhere where the pasuk says yamim rabim, and we dash yamim shnayim, and rabim says go to shleisha, go to 3. Right. But again, the same idea of mi'at of tefasta mu'at. Tosfos says, but it's not. Tosfos says the hasam nichetfei. Over there, actually, it's easier. Why? You think of that. Why? Because where are you going to go to? Right? Yamim is plural, 2. Me, Rabin, Shnayim. Rabin will say, and 1 more, 3. If you don't stop at 3, is it 4? Is it 5? It's an infinite. Yamim, Rabin, go to the infinite amount. Over here, in our sugya, at least, it was pretty mikbal. In our sugya, it was, you had options. What are your 2 options? Say Shavuos is a total of 7 days like Pesach, which is what we say, or a total of 8 days like Sukkos. So yeah, you're pretty limited in the way you can go. We say, okay, tefasta mu'at tefasta. It's not the same as over there, where on the contrary, because it's so open, because the opportunities or the amounts are infinite over there, in some ways it's more pashut to take the lesser amount as opposed to over here. Okay, says the Gemara further. So the question now is, according to this understanding, that we're comparing Shavuos to Pesach to give me the days of Tashlumen, and again, we're still in those days, we're literally wrapping up those days of Tashlumen of Shavuos right now, but according to the fact that we're learning Dafka from Pesach, the Pasuk says Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos, it puts together all 3. Why is Sukkos written there? Answers the Gemara. Last words of the Amud. Like Kushe Chag HaMatzos, to compare also to Chag HaMatzos in the following regard. To compare Sukkos to Chag HaMatzos in what regard? Top of Hamad Aleph. Ma Chag HaMatzos Talmina Just like Chag HaMatzot by Pesach, it requires lina. Lina means staying in Yerushalayim overnight. We'll explain that more in a second. Av Chag HaSukkos on lina, so too Chag HaSukkos means lina. Meaning, we know that the first day of Pesach, the person goes, Erev Pesach means Kabbarnas, East Kabbar Pesach at night, stays in Yerushalayim. The first day of Pesach is actually, that was Erev Pesach. The first day of Pesach itself, he brings the El Shariya, he brings this Karban Chagiga on the first day of Pesach. There's a mitzvah to stay in Yerushalayim the following night. Matzei in Yerushalayim, there's only one day Yontif. Matzei, the first day of Yom Tov, there's an inyan to stay in Yerushalayim that night as well. That's the mitzvah of Lina. So we're saying, just like by Pesach you have a mitzvah of Lina, so too by Sukkot. Ask the Gemara, how do you know that by Pesach is a mitzvah of Lina? But Hasav Nolan, how do you know by Pesach itself there's a mitzvah of Lina? It says, Ufanisa v'Baiker, v'lachtolech. The Pesach says, Ufanisa v'Baiker. You could turn back and go back to your tents in the morning. It sounds like the night before you can't go back to your tents. So Pesach, the first day, you're there because, like you said, you bring Chagiga, you bring Chagiga still. So you're there by day. When it says you go back in the morning, it must mean you're staying overnight till the next day. Some Rishonim actually learned that it means you have to stay the entire 7 days of Pesach. It means the morning after Yom Tov in totality. That's what some Rishonim learned. But the simple Taich will say is he's staying just that day till the 16th in the morning instead of leaving at 15th in the afternoon or 15th at night or the night after the 15th. You have to stay there till the 16th in the morning. The Rishonim. Same story. Well, it depends. According to Rishonim, that Pesach means 7 days. So, because also I mean the whole Yantav. If you Pashas, let's go Pasha. Now we're talking about staying Pesach till the morning of the 16th. So, Sukkot is also the morning. Actually, the same date, the 16th. You day of the 15th, right? Sukkot is also the first day of Yantav is the 15th. Tesvav, Tesvav is major drasha. We should all know that. So, Sukkot is also the first day of the 15th. You bring the Chagiga, the Arsriya, the 15th, and you stay till the 16th. Same story. Now, there's a discussion in the Rishonim. They ask the question that this halacha of Lina is not dafka by Pesach or by Sukkot. It's halacha anytime a person brings a carbon, there's a din of Lina. So since you're bringing an Elos Riyah or Chagiga on the first day, why you have a special drasha that by Sukkot, you got to stay any day you bring a carbon, you have to stay for Lina? There's a question that the Rishonim asked. Taisvis addressed the question. The Taisvis says that the Chiddush is by Pesach. Let's say he didn't bring any carbon that day. Pesach is the din of Lina on the 15th, stay overnight to the 16th morning, even without bringing a carbon. Avad is a separate din, this is free brings, anytime you bring a carbon after Lina. Our drasha is saying that Pesach and who had then Sukkot, we're supposed to say now via the Hekesh, Pesach and Sukkot, one has to stay overnight the next day, even if he didn't bring a carbon that day. And the Peshua says that this doesn't apply to, of course, Pesach and Sukkot, but we just said we have Hekesh. Of course, the Hekesh applies equally also to Shavuos. Same story, if he was in Yerushalayim for Shavuos and he didn't bring carbon, he was still to stay over to the next morning. That's part of this drasha. Okay. According to Taisa's answer, you're correct. We're Phanisa Babaker is a drasha in general that by Pesach you got to stay regardless of whether you brought a carbon. Happens to be there's a separate din, right? You have to know how we broke out both din. That's what you're asking. Where do we see both dinim? We have to have the source for the din of Lina by every carbon. That's the Safri they bring. Every Taisa quotes the Safri. That brings that there's a din of every carbon, and that's the Chaira separate from what we're saying over here. There's a separate din of, right, Phanisa Babaker by Pesach. Okay. Says the Gemara. Vitanakama. Answer that question. Tanakama Reb Shimon, or Shimon Lazar. Tashlum Atzeres Menalu. Remember, they already used, as part of the dinim of Bal Ta'achar, the drasha of Chag HaPesach, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos, they used that for Bal Ta'achar. So how do they know about this din of Tashlumen of 7 days for Atzeres? Says the word, Nafkul Mitani Rabbi Shmuel. We know that from this Rabbi Shmuel taught a Bryce, Tanah Rabbi Shmuel taught in a Bryce as follows. Amar Tera, this was a very relevant Gemara, up to last week with the Sphere. Amar Tera, Mani Yom Mekadosh Chedesh, Tera says, count days. That's every month. Count days. Count your days. How many days, by the way? It's really 29 and a half days. 29 days, 12 hours, right? 29 and a half days. But you count either day 30 or day 31 is Rosh Chodesh. Count days being Mekash HaChodesh. Money on Mekash HaTeres. And count days to sanctify. Almost like a little misleading this morning. It almost should say count weeks. Count days and sanctify Shavuos. I've said that for a reason. So, again, the word of the Taish Gemara is money on it, but it's the Gemara means, clearly, it means count weeks. Mach Chodesh L'Menuyev. When you talk about a month, the sanctification is the same period of your counting. So you count 29 days to get to the month, or 30 days, and you sanctify another a day as the Rish Chodesh. So to Atzeres, to try to make a proof, they have a week for the carbon. Atzeres, Lemenuyev. Just so to by Atzeres, when you count weeks, you're counting weeks, So you sanctify a week. We don't have a week of Yom Tov. What it means is you have a week for Tashlumin. That is how we. That's the drasha in the Brisa. Says Gemara, Ema Tzeres Chayyim. Gemara says the obvious question, which the Gemara almost set it up by itself. It's wording of Mani Yamim. We count days by Sfira as well. We don't just count weeks. We count days. We count days by Sfira, and therefore maybe we should say that Shul is also after one day, and there's no Tashlumin. Amarava, Ato Tzeres Yamim Minin and Shulam Minin by Shfuas. Do we only count days and not weeks? Weeks. Vamamar Mitzvah Lamini Yamim. This famous Gemara. The Gemara comes up in Menach as well. Mitzvah Lamini Yamim. Mitzvah Lamini Shvuay. There's a mitzvah to count days, there's a mitzvah to count weeks, there's a mitzvah to count both days and weeks. So that's the reason, once there's a mitzvah to count both, it makes sense to say a week. Why are we saying 1 week over a day?
It's faster.
Very good. But that's more for Eid. That's more to answer your question, Tal. For Eid, Chag HaShavuos Ksiv. What's it called? It's called Chag HaShavuos. He called Chag HaShavuos. He called it the Chag of the weeks because he counted 7 weeks. Clearly, we're putting an emphasis on the weeks. So the Mara says that therefore it makes sense to learn out for the comparison of Rosh Chodesh that you sanctify a week, and that's the source that you have a week of Tashlumin. Okay, so just a couple quick points on this. This is obviously a big discussion. We're saying mitzvah lemim yaymi, mitzvah lemim shvui. So it's attacking two separate mitzvahs when we count, right? Yaim, esrim, echad esrim yaim, shehem, shleisha shavuos leimer. I counted. By the way, the Sfaradim do it slightly different. They break in the way they, I'm forgetting what fan I was going to do, but a couple times this year, I damn the Sfaradim, they just say the Nusach a drop different. But either way, we clearly count, even when they have an even number of weeks, we count 21 days, which is 3 weeks. And even when it's odd, we count the days, and then we say, how many weeks? 2 weeks and 2 days. 3 weeks and 4 days, right? We count separately. But is it separate mitzvahs or not? So the Gemara, this Gemara is again in Menachos Tavavav. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs writes, "Don't make a mistake and teach this Gemara like or Menachos that it's two separate mitzvahs. Don't make it. It's not two separate mitzvahs. Varaya, we count them together, we merge together. Number one, and if it was separate mitzvahs, you certainly should merge it. Number two, we should make separate brachas. There should be a bracha to count as separate mitzvahs. Each mitzvah gets its own bracha. Bracha to count the days." Bracha to count the weeks. The fact you don't make one bracha and the fact you merge together, it must be it's one mitzvah with two parts. And we've had this conversation. We had some idea not so long ago. We discussed also the concept of having a mitzvah with two parts versus, right, separate mitzvahs. Mitzvah parts. We discussed most recently, well, we discussed about the Tam Shashach, Tam Shabbat, Berabayim. Is it one mitzvah with two parts or is it two separate mitzvahs? Tzol Shiat, Tzol Shereish. Right? Tzol Shiat, Tzol Shereish. We discussed it, actually came up in this morning's daf. We came about combining things. You have one Rebbeinu Tam tefillin and one Rashi tefillin. You combine them or not, there's a separate mitzvah. Okay, but the point is that Rambam says here it's a mitzvah with two parts, not two separate mitzvahs, it's a mitzvah with two parts. However, Rebbeinu Yeruchim argues. Rebbeinu Yeruchim says it's two separate mitzvahs. Sfiras HaYamim is a mitzvah, and Sfiras HaShavuos is a mitzvah. And he brings that, what's Rambam's taina? You need two brachas? In the Beis HaMikdash, Bezman HaMikdash, they made two brachas. Likely, perhaps. That's a raya. Right now, we don't make the brachas. Why? Because right now, we no longer have the mitzvah sphere deraisa. Certainly counting the mitzvah of weeks, Bezman HaZaz Derabbanan, perhaps even days, right? But certainly, they're both not the deraisa, and therefore, we make one bracha. A mamer only counted days, not weeks, because it was only Zeich Lemikdash anyway. That's the Mara says over there, Menachas. A mamer counted days, not weeks, because it was only Zeich Lemikdash. You see the concept that weeks certainly were, I don't want to say downgraded, once we no longer base Lemikdash, weeks are certainly downgraded, but even perhaps days. So the bracha is not a raya, Rabbeinu Yeruchim learns, it's two separate mitzvahs. And Bezman HaMikdash, Mitzvah Meir Yemenu, we will make two separate brachas. Our Sameach elaborates on the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, and he says that Sfiras Yamim corresponds to the day of Shavuos. And that's why that's the Legna Torah. We still have the day of Shavuos, right? We have 2 days. So we have a day of Shavuos, and the Sfiras Yamim, we've been diagnosed the month before, the Mar said Yamim would have meant weeks. But the Sfiras Yamim, the counting of 49 days, counting the days, 49 days, corresponds each day is like a unit, like the day of Shavuos. Whereas Sfiras Shavuos, what would that correspond to? The carbon. Because that would be the carbon for Tashlum, exactly, for 7 days. We don't have carbon Bezman HaZeh. So our Smech explains beautifully in Rebbeinu Yeruchim, it makes sense why that Bezman HaZeh, the weeks is less of a, why a Meimar says, Bezman HaZeh, we don't have basically just Zeich Lemikdash anyway, so we only do days, not weeks, because weeks is corresponding to the carbon, whereas day corresponds to the Yom Tov. The famous Beis HaLevi basically brings that, let's say a person missed a day, but he didn't miss a day fully, meaning if he counted a, Or let me say it more simple. He missed a day, but it wasn't the day of a full week. So he counted, you know, end of week one, he counted week two. The middle of week, between week two and three, he missed a day. And now it's the end of week, now it's the end of the week. It's up to week three. He should still be able to at least count, according to Rebbeinu Yeruchim, the weeks. He should be able to make a bracha and count the weeks. Lamaisa, Again, Rambam holds that it's brana zeh, svira zeraisa, both days and weeks. But it's two separate mitzvahs. Rambam learns it's all part of one mitzvah. Rav Rishonim says, of course, svira zeraisa is in the drabanan. Rabbi Yerucham learns that weeks is drabanan, days are zeraisas, and there's actually machlekes in the achrenim if one accidentally only counts the days, only counts the weeks. Let's say a week is three, a day was 3 weeks. He counts just 3 weeks, doesn't say 21 days. Or he says the days, not saying the weeks. Is he going to be yaitza? There's another point on the going back actually on this, the din of lina. Rambam brings that Kohen Gadol, Halacha, the Kohen Gadol has to make his home Yerushalayim. He has to make his residence Yerushalayim. It's not a leaf Yerushalayim. Rambam is Halacha that Kohen Gadol is not supposed to leave Yerushalayim. And the Mefarshim Abba, where do you find this Halacha? What's the source? Where do you find that Kohen Gadol is not supposed to leave Yerushalayim? Obviously, for certain things he can leave, he has to. But in general, Kohen Gadol is leaving Yerushalayim. Where do you find the source for this Rambam? So the Mechas Chinuch wants to suggest, you know what the source is? Our Gemara. We're saying every day being a carbon, you have to stay overnight in Yerushalayim. A Kohen has a Minchas Chavitin every day. He has a Minchas Chavitin every day. He brings Minchas Chavitin. Part of the morning, part of the afternoon, he brings a Minchas Chavitin every day. So if every day it's Minchas, it's carbon, he's using his animal, but it's an offering he brings every day. So therefore the Kohen has a din of Lina, Pashtun Lina. So Rambam says the Kohen has to make his residence in Yerushalayim because he has a din of Lina because of the carbon. Okay, so that's more. Further, short Amen, but we actually, okay, no, we're not out of time. We're good on time. Says the Gemara, Pesach bar mikvah bar galim. Asking our question now. On this price that we listed on Daf Dalet, we listed start at the bottom of Dalam Dalam, carried out the Dalam base, we said that all the different karbanas won't be over on Baltacher, and one of the karbanas we listed there was Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach. Asking our Pesach, is Pesach Shaykh too? Is Pesach Shaykh too? Baltacher doesn't make sense. What's the Gemara Shaykh? With the price that said that all these things have Baltacher, either one Yom Tiv, two Yom Tiv, and three Yom Tiv in order, the Merz's father, Machlekes Rishonim, exactly what the Shaila is. If you jump into Teisvis, this is actually another Furitz Gemara, and then we'll see Teisvis. Pesach Zman Kaviyahutle. Pesach has a fixed time. Erev Pesach, Bein Arba, in the afternoon. If you didn't come Pesach, Yaakov Yaakov. If you brought it, great. Bilo Yaakov Yitzchilei. That's the key words. If you didn't bring it, it's Dachli, it's rejected. What's the Merz's question? And therefore what? It's rejected, and therefore you can never go through even one Yom Tiv, let alone three Yom Tiv to get to Baal Tachar, so there won't be Baal Tachar because it's already puzzle. You don't have Baal Tachar for carbon's puzzle, you blew it. But Baal Tachar, or on the flip side, you're Baal Tachar right away. Jump into Taisvis. This is a Taisvis where the words of Taisvis are shorter than the Divrei Maaseh. This is Taisvis towards the bottom of the page, second last Taisvis. At the end of the line, Ve'i le'akrave itfilei, says Taisvis next line, four words. Hare miyad over love. You're over Baal Tachar right away. I'm sorry? No. You're over Baal Tachar for not bringing this carbon. I hear. So that maybe talk about Pesach Sheni. We talk Pesach Sheni. Maybe talk. It doesn't say that we're not talking Pesach Sheni. The point just is that once you miss this Zman Pesach, your Eiver Pasha is talking about Bein Arba'im of Erev Pesach. But once you missed the Zman Pesach, Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni, or if this animal be too old for Pesach Sheni, right? That's within this first year, right? Sorry. Bishlei cover Bismanai. Now, where are you? Right. No, see, but Alex is a question. Alex is a question. Why was Rashi saying that? You can still bring it on Pesach Sheni. But the truth, you have to know about the case. First of all, you're not always able to bring on Pesach Sheni, right? It's not always so there's gedarim when a person's allowed to, right? And we said it's not just Tamed der Chayk, we brought other scenarios that could bring it, but it could be just stop willy-nilly, you're not always able to bring a Pesach Sheni just because you didn't bring a Pesach Sheni. Maybe that's the simplest answer. But either way, the logic, the question would still apply even Pesach Sheni. The logic would apply Pesach Sheni. I know Rashi says, Yadalan. The logic applies either way. The logic is the same. If the person misses Pesach Rishon, it's Ifkele. So according to Tasis, what does that mean? He's Eir Batach right away. Other Rishonim Taka learn, it doesn't mean Eir Batach right away. There's no Batachar. Baltacher is when you miss Yom Tov, Yom Tov, Yom Tov, there's no Baltacher. Rashi clearly learns like Taisvis. Rashi on top Rashi, not the one that we just quoted. Rashi on the top of a base, we'll see in a minute. Rashi says, again, the same idea, that you're over right away. The only difference is in Farshim Medayik, that from Taisvis it sounds like you're over even before Pesach. Meaning, you missed Bein Arba'im, now Pesach started, let's go with the simple diet, it's Yadalim. You missed Erev Pesach Bein Arba'im, it's now Tesvav at night, you're ready to have Baal Tachar. Because you blew this Zman Pesach. You have Baal Tachar. Rashi seems to say, once you pass through the first day of Pesach, Rashi's also turn the page, just look at the top line. Pesach Damu over regal rishon yaver aleim. You're over after passing the first regal. Rashi seems to say you have to go through the yantif still to be over. So Rashi is agreeing to Tosfos that what Gemara's question is at this balta acher, but only when you go through yantif. Tosfos seemingly the second you miss the zman miyad over, they want to say even before yantif. Okay, let's see inside. Says Gemara Akasha, how is Pesach on this list of balta acher? L'chari you're over balta acher right away. We'll go with that interpretation. Rashi Tosfos, not you don't have to wait through multiple. I'm telling you, Gemara says you're right. I'm refused the Pesach dinazba. We always find Keseder Pesach. Bechor, Ma'aseh, Pesach. Those three components, Ma'aseh, Behema, Bechor, and Pesach, always put together. So therefore, that's what it means over here as well. It's put together, but Pesach is lav davka. Rosh Hashanah, and sometimes I can take it out. Some even take out the Gersa. Rosh Hashanah, Tamar, my Pesach. What does Pesach mean? Shalom, my Pesach. A Pesach is extra. You know what you do with it? You bring it for a Shlamim. Shlamim, of course, has regular dinim of Baltachar. That's what it means. Ask the Gemara Yachyan Shlamim. The Brisa said Shlamim. Answer the Gemara Tanashlam Machos Pesach. The Brisa had to speak out both. A Shlamim that comes as a Pesach, extra Pesach, and a Shlamim that came inherently as a Shlamim. Why does it speak of both? Sagadai Dechamina, Hoyol Machbas Pesach Kasu. I would have thought that since it's coming because of Pesach, Ki Pesach Dom is like a Pesach, and therefore that's the Tabrashi, jump in the Tabrashi, and therefore you're over any first Yomtiv. Any first Yomtiv, Rashi clearly holds, it's going through the Yomtiv is what makes you over, not just missing the missing of this Zman Bein Arbayim. So again, that's what you see Rashi says, you're not over until after the first day of Pesach, fine. But the point is, I would think that you treat it like Pesach, that you have, that you're over through that first Yomtiv, Kamash Bulan, that once the Shlamim, it gets each Tana according to Shita. Either Taka still gets only one Yomtiv, or according to one Tana, it gets two Yomtivim, or it gets three, or it gets three in a row, or it just gets through Sukkot, whatever the Shita is, the five Shita we just spoke out quickly, but that it gets like any other, it gets again at this man. But now, immediately, we get into the idea again of Baltacher, the sources for that Baltacher. We will leave that for tomorrow, Mitzvah. Have a wonderful day.